For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister for Media Catherine Martin has rejected claims that the government has handed a blank cheque to RTE as part of its multi-annual funding plan. And I am joined by the minister now. Minister, bad governance, loose practice at RTE, and now they've been given a guaranteed income stream and an unprecedented level of understanding about where their monies are coming from. Unlike the health service, unlike education, why is RTE being rewarded like this?
Well, I wouldn't see it as a reward. I think what we saw last year in the crisis and the controversy that emerged early last summer, we have seen that since the new DG came in, Kevin Backhurst, we've seen a number of reforms implemented. The two key reports, or a number of reports commissioned, the two key reports in my mind were the ones commissioned by government on culture and governance, and they accepted all those recommendations and within a 6-week time frame give me the roadmap of how they would implement them. So I see the reform happening, I see greater transparency. I suppose what government has agreed is to provide certainty of funding for RTE's future, with that rising multi-annual public funding for the broadcaster, and as part of which is a confirmation of Exchequer support. That's over a 3-year period, and I suppose we've also said the current TV licence system will be retained but underpinned by improvements in collection and compliance to maximise revenue generation. And to that end, we've given $6 million over 3 years.
I'm just confused as to why the RTE needs the kind of assurances about its funding in a way that health, for example, which most people would think was more important, doesn't.
I'm the Minister for Media, and I was charged with under the programme for government looking at the future of media. And I think in these uncertain times too, the role of public service media is more important than ever before. And having reliable news content, cultural content, sporting content, as we see now with the Olympics underway. So the recommendation, one of the recommendations from Future Media Commission was that it be multi-annual, the need for multi-annual, and that's what I've delivered to give that certainty to the organisation. But I've also looked at a commitment for other media, but I suppose it's RTE and I suppose TG Cahir are public bodies with clear legislative obligations that don't apply in the same way to commercial operators. And I suppose that the current system was designed to be state aid compliant. I have to be very cognizant of that, but at the same time, very conscious of the concerns of the commercial.
And there is huge concerns out there. I mean, you are the Minister for Media, you're not the Minister for RTE, and Virgin Media in particular have said they're now going to have to look at their news, their current affairs, and all of the things that they do already as public service broadcasters themselves that they aren't funded to do. Is it fair to say you've created, with this system, RTE getting funding from sponsorship, advertising, licence fees and the Exchequer now, a completely unequal playing field in the Irish media landscape?
Well, as I said, RTE has clear legislative obligations that don't apply in the same way to commercial operators. The current system was designed to be state aid compliant. Public funding to public service media bodies will be subject to the scrutiny of the regulator, be made in accordance with state aid provisions and the European Media Freedom Act. But I am very conscious of that, and I've actually done more for other media than any previous minister. You know, it's the access through the sound and vision, which comes from the TV licence revenue. But I've added an additional, I think it's just over $28 million in on top of that in my 4 years as minister. But I am very cognizant of the concerns, and I've seen the statement as I've asked my officials to arrange a meeting with Virgin and with myself to do that on foot of that statement. And I've also asked my officials to continue to engage with the sector and see. I know, for example, Cumann na mBan, we're still engaging with the IBI even in this week, and see if there are other ways we can address their concerns and support, because it is a really vital part.
Well, it is. And if it ends up that commercial media stops providing public service broadcasting, because we would consider here at News Talk that we provide public service broadcasting without funding from the Exchequer, if it becomes so unequal and so uncompetitive for us to do so, the media landscape will be changed. That's the law of unintended consequences. You'll have supported RTE to the extent that the rest of the landscape shifts into something more akin to American media.
And that is why I got a commitment to increase. Last year I got 6 million additional money for the new court report and local democracy schemes. That was actually like non-core money. I have now got that into my core budget for other media and got an additional 4 million to that to bring it up to the 22.5 million. That is contestable funds, and that's how commercial operators have to go into contestable funds. But what I am looking at is that if RTE can go into that pot, there's an inequity there if they have the security now of the multi-annual funding. So I'm looking at seeing if talking to Commissioner Mann in relation to that.
You mentioned the 6 million that OnPost will get to incentivise collections. How are they going to incentivise collections? How are they going to make anybody actually pay their TV licence? And if they don't pay their TV licence, what happens? There's 725 million on the hook, the taxpayers on the hook for currently. Will that just climb to subsidise any a shortfall in TV licences?
Just to say that figure of the 700, that's over the 3 years. It's 225 in year one, 240 and then 260. But 105 of that is already, you know, the TV licences. The 40 million that is there from Exchequer has just been increased by 2 million. And then there's the amount of the contribution of the free licences provided will be 78 million, which is to reflect the actual amount of people, that are.
How though are you going to incentivise collection?
Well, I suppose what we asked the technical working group for example, I can't preempt, but to say, you know, for I think everyone realises that PUS database software is old, used an archaic computer software system. 20% of the database is anonymous. So a new database will enable OnPost to better determine the occupant of the household and ensure that those who should pay do pay. So they will work with other groups, technical working group, other government partners such as
OnPost,
but also looking at penalty notices as an alternative to issuing a court summons, looking at perhaps examining...
Will there be prosecutions?
Well, we're looking at the fixed penalty notice instead. That's something that is provided for, but because of that database being so archaic and that problem with anonymity, it can't be done because you're doing a fixed penalty notice to the occupier of a house in many cases. So I think that could help with the compliance too.
All right. Lastly, Minister, criticisms have been levelled at you by journalists that you are inaccessible to the media despite being the media minister. What do you say to that?
I'm here today and any of the key decisions I do, multiple launches, press conferences and...
Out of the cabinet ministers and government, you are the one that we have interviewed least. On this
now,
show.
And I know you said that yesterday, but I had communicated yesterday that I was on my way to Paris for the Olympics.
I'm just saying that out of the cabinet ministers in government, you are the one that has come on our programme the least over a period of years. Minister, but it isn't just us. I mean, Fionnuala Sheehan, the Independent, other journalists are saying that the media minister is inaccessible to the media. What do you say to that?
I think you'll find even in this week, you know, doing 45 minutes of a press conference I've done on these key decisions, I've made myself very available. I ought to say I will stay as long as you need me to stay in press conferences.
Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.